This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Bombshell tonight. Our Crime Online and Crime Stories team launching a brand new podcast, The Crime Alert Hourly Update. It's short and to the point. A five-minute podcast where investigative reporters and experts cover the biggest breaking crime news, releasing at the top of the hour every day. In just five short minutes, you get the latest with real-time updates on high-profile criminal trials, missing people alerts, and developing crime stories as they happen. If you want the latest crime and justice news, listen to Crime Alert Hourly Update. And here's the latest episode, The Crime Alert Hourly Update. Follow it on your favorite podcast app. Take a listen. Crime Alert Hourly Update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson. Manhunt in Manhattan. An insurance company bigwig is shot to death outside a Midtown hotel in what appears to be a targeted attack. Brian Thompson, CEO of United Healthcare, was killed this morning just outside the New York Hilton Midtown.
This morning at 6:46 a.m., patrol officers from Midtown North Precinct responded to a 911 call of a person shot in front of the Hilton Hotel, located at 1335 Avenue of the Americas. This is between West 53rd Street and West 54th Street. At 6:48 a.m., officers arrive and find the victim, Brian R. Thompson, a 50-year-old male, on the sidewalk in front of the Hilton with gunshot wounds to his back and leg. Mr. Thompson was removed by EMS to Roosevelt Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at 7:12 a.m.
A masked man was reportedly waiting for Thompson, then fired at him multiple times. The suspect fled east on 6th Avenue, later riding away on a bicycle. Thompson, age 50, was taken to Mount Sinai West in critical condition, but was pronounced dead there. Police described the shooter as a white man wearing a cream-colored jacket, black face mask, and a gray backpack. Witnesses tell police the gunman had been loitering near the hotel before Thompson got there. Investigators believe the assailant knew Thompson's route and waited for his arrival. United Healthcare is one of the largest health insurers in the United States. Thompson had been with United Healthcare for 20 years, becoming CEO in 2021. He lived in Minnesota. By 9 a.m. this morning, police had cordoned off West 54th Street near the hotel, and despite the shocking event, guests were still ordering coffee and loitering in the lobby. Police are working to identify the possible motive behind the attack. An NYPD spokesperson calls it brazen. Quote, "We are putting all our resources into finding who did this." More crime and justice news after this. A man from Canada is finally extradited to New York City to face charges in a 1997 cold case murder. Authorities in New Jersey have taken custody of Robert Kreider, age 60, for the 1997 murder of Tamara Tigner. Tigner, age 23, was found dead November 4th of 1997 in the woods near Washington Valley Park in Bridgewater, New Jersey. She'd been strangled. An ATV rider found her body that day. And for years, the case went unsolved, two decades or longer. Investigators continued to work on the case, but they had little evidence to move forward. But then, in January of last year, advancements in DNA technology gave authorities new opportunities to re-examine the old evidence, including DNA. Earlier, investigators had linked Kreider to an orange van seen near Tigner on the day she died. Tigner, who was from Newark, was last seen getting into the van that morning. This information, combined with the DNA match, led to Kreider's arrest. At the time of the murder, Kreider lived in New Jersey, but he moved to Canada in 2002. Once the DNA linked him to the crime, the Somerset County Prosecutor's Office worked with the U.S. Department of State and Canadian authorities in Winnipeg to bring Kreider to justice. Canadian authorities took him into custody in June, and he was extradited to the States last month. Kreider is now held in the Somerset County Jail awaiting trial. Assistant Prosecutor Mike McLaughlin recalls how Tigner's mother never gave up hope.
It has been 27 years, as I said, 9,885 days since her body was found. Tammy's mom called our office on November 4th of every year, the anniversary of Tammy's death, looking for an update. I spoke with the victim's mother. I told her that we had arrested the man who killed her daughter. It was incredibly emotional, and she was very thankful to our detectives today and the detectives at the time.
Kreider now faces a first-degree murder charge and is expected to appear in court in Somerville today. Authorities say there are 8 other cold cases in Somerset County that they hope to solve using similar DNA technology. Colonel Patrick J. Callahan of the New York State Police says, quote, "This arrest shows the dedication of law enforcement to seek justice no matter how much time has passed." A young woman from Missouri vanishes after a night out, leaving her family desperate for answers. Desiree Ferris, then 18 years old, disappeared from Liberty, Missouri in the early hours of May 2, 2017. She had been with her sister and 2 other men. Her sister was dropped off that night, but Desiree stayed with the men. They drove her to a house in the Marlboro neighborhood of Kansas City, and she was never heard from again. The last contact with Desiree was a call she made at 2:06 a.m. May 2nd, followed by a text at 5:14 a.m., Her mother, Patty Tam, tells KCTV, quote, "She was my baby." Patty keeps her living room filled with photos of Desiree, clinging to memories as she fears, quote, "There's probably nothing left of her. She deserves to be home." The neighborhood where Desiree was last seen was known for drug activity. Investigators say the area has made searching difficult. Liberty Police Detective Josh Bodenhammer has been on the case since day one. He believes Desiree may no longer be alive, but lacks the evidence to prove it. Phone records have helped trace some of Desiree's movements that night. She and her sister were driven around Kansas City by a man named Jason Keegan, stopping at various houses. Keegan dropped them off at a McDonald's before Desiree went off with another man. The last ping by Desiree Ray's phone was around 4:51 a.m. Desiree Ferris is white with brown hair and brown eyes, 5'1", between 95 and 105 pounds when she disappeared. She has a birthmark near her navel and a 1.5-inch scar on her left forearm. She was wearing a white or cream-colored top, pink fuzzy jacket, and sweatpants when she was last seen. She had a tan purse. There is currently a reward fund of $12,000 or more, looking for information leading to her location. Anyone with information should call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.